This is the Truth Network.
TNG Radio, where today's culture and timeless truths come together.
It's reasoned, relevant content, apologetics, worldview, and answers to the questions that you need to know.
You need to know.
From Alex McFarland Ministries, this is Truth for a New Generation Radio. And now the man who preached in 50 states in 50 days, speaker, writer, and advocate for Christian apologetics, Dr. Alex McFarland.
There's a video circulating on the internet now, and it's Mike Wallace, famously of the show 60 Minutes. It's in the 1950s, and he's interviewing Margaret Sanger, the founder of Planned Parenthood. And they talk about two things in the context of the interview that are just riveting. One is the concept of sin, and the other is childbearing. But he asks if she believes in sin. And she says, you know, do you mean it as a noun or a verb in sinning? And he says, no, you know, a noun. Do you believe there are things that are sin? And Margaret Sanger, the founder of Planned Parenthood, says, yes, the greatest sin in the world is to bring children into the world, childbearing. And she goes on and talks about the fact that it's a bad world, it's a flawed world, there are evil things that happen. And clearly, her conviction, her modus operandi is to prevent the bringing of children into the world. With that, I welcome you to today's edition of the Truth for a New Generation broadcast. And I want to talk about our worldview as it relates to human life. And here, this first part of July, the nation is celebrating the birthday of America, Independence Day. And this is an Independence Day really like none other in our lifetime. I mean, just in recent weeks, we've witnessed all of the rioting, the anarchy of the Black Lives Matter movement. And it's being talked about how many of the people that ostensibly are crying out for justice about this or that issue and freedom are really Marxists working on an incremental, gradual overthrow of the U.S. government. And so this 4th of July, as our president has gone to Mount Rushmore to speak and be present at a fireworks display, celebrating our independence, something so unique in world history, the Democrat Party tweeted and then retracted in the last week of June that President Trump visiting Mount Rushmore was a display of his belief in white supremacy, end of quote. Now, there was some pushback, and they deleted that tweet, but it reflects their worldview. I mean, think about it. One of our great monuments depicting George Washington and Abraham Lincoln and Thomas Jefferson, the writer of the Declaration of Independence, and Teddy Roosevelt, at one time one of our most beloved presidents. Now, I'm going to tie this to the subject of human life here in a moment, but I want you just, if you can, to try and internalize where our nation is. Friday, 1 week ago, when Nancy Pelosi, Speaker of the House, was asked about the Black Lives Matter people as they tear down monuments of Christopher Columbus, of George Washington, as they deface the Lincoln Memorial. And by the way, it was Republican Abraham Lincoln that emancipated the slaves. And yet the Black Lives Matter movement, Lincoln himself even can't be tolerated. And in New York, in front of a museum, they want to take down a century-old beloved statue of Theodore Roosevelt. You know, we've got to ask ourselves, where does it stop? Where does cultural acknowledgement of the fact that all lives matter, where does it stop? And just the dismantling of the country and the unraveling of our freedoms begin. And friend, we are in a dangerous place. We really are. And when Nancy Pelosi was asked, what do you think about, you know, blasting, getting rid of Mount Rushmore? She said, quote, I think that would be wise. Now, folks, my first call in this broadcast is that we pray for America. I mean, we need to pray for America because you need to understand we are in a philosophical battle, we're in a political battle, we're in a social battle, but more than anything, we are in a spiritual battle, and it all comes down to our view of human life. Now, we want to talk about human life being sacred in all contexts, and here on the 4th of July, weekend, it's appropriate to talk about that because our founding documents say that all people are given by God an inalienable right, a right that can't legitimately be taken away, and the first and most fundamental right is the right to life. Let me just say this, folks, if Biden and Kamala Harris win the presidency, and both have believed in unrestricted abortion, in fact, in January of 2020, Joe Biden said there's no place in the Democrat Party for people who aren't pro-choice. Listen, if that be the case, while we're reinventing America, while we're revising our history and reinventing what this nation is, they are going to have to take out of the Declaration of Independence the right to life. Because if an academic, an elected official, a leader doesn't believe that a baby conceived has an objective, God-ordained right to life, then none of our other alleged freedoms make any sense. Listen, the freedom of liberty and the pursuit of happiness mean nothing unless they are first predicated on the right to life. The story is told of a professor in a medical school, and he posed this potentially ethical dilemma to his students. He said, here's the family history. The father has syphilis, the mother has TB. They already have four children. One is blind, one is deaf, one has TB. Now the mother finds herself pregnant again. The parents come to you, a doctor, for advice. They're willing to have an abortion if you say they should. What do you say? And many of the students in this medical class gave a lot of opinions. And most said, well, you know, with the family, they're poor, they have sickly kids, and there's a family history of some medical issues, they should probably abort. And the professor said, well, congratulations, because you just took the life of Ludwig von Beethoven. And you see, folks, here's the thing. A sovereign God made us in his image. One of the reasons that human life is sacred in all context, unborn life is sacred. All human lives matter because we're made in God's image. We're sinners for whom Christ died. And we as a nation, all of our problems, folks, and the myriad of issues we face, they all stem, they all descend from the fact that 50 years ago, we decided that it was morally okay to abort babies, and really, there are no morals at all. In fact, that's about where we are. Now, stay tuned. Alex McFarland here, Truth for a New Generation Radio. We're going to continue, and we're going to talk about the sacredness of life, which, up until recently at least, had been one of our national convictions. Stay tuned, and may God bless you.
You know, Alex has been writing for many years, and one of his classic books is still great today as a basic introduction to the Christian faith. It's called Stand, Core Truths You Must Know for an Unshakable Faith. This book will help you help your teens get off the roller coaster of doubt and onto solid ground. You'll read about the six pillars of biblical Christianity. They are 1, inspiration of the Bible, 2, the virgin birth, 3, the deity of Christ, 4, atonement, 5, Christ's resurrection, and 6, Christ's return. You know, Alex mixes it up with humor and stories he gleaned from decades of working with youth and encourages teens to build a foundation of faith that will stabilize their lives and help them take a stand for Christ. Simple and straightforward, Stand, Core Truths You Must Know for an Unshakable Faith. Available wherever Christian books are sold.
We care about justice
and aren't afraid to ask hard questions.
In fact, we care about a lot of things.
We have passion for truth.
We are EngageMagazine.net, an online group of millennials brought together by a common goal: to share truth, apply scripture, and to get involved in our lost and hurting world. EngageMagazine.net host discussions that help you apply a biblical worldview to your daily life. EngageMagazine.net.
You don't need to have a Bible degree from Liberty University to love, serve, pray, worship, or obey God. But it can make life more vibrant when you do. When you're ready for a religious studies degree, you'll find more than 60 ministry degree options, from a bachelor's to a doctor of ministry, and you'll pay one low block rate for divinity courses at Liberty University, where we train champions for Christ. Go to liberty.edu/explore to learn more. That's liberty.edu/explore to learn more.
Timeless truths in a soundbite culture. Truth for a new generation radio.
Welcome back to Truth for a New Generation Radio. Alex McFarland, so glad you're listening. We're talking about life being sacred in all contexts. And this 4th of July, celebrating a unique experiment in world history. Oh my goodness, the freedoms we have. And it all was based on belief in God, belief in moral absolutes, and belief that, listen, you as a human being, whoever you are, because you're a human being, you're not a primate, you're not a highly evolved animal, you are a different category of being. You're a human. And there is a qualitative, quantitative difference between man and the animals. And there are moral truths, they're applicable to all people. Let me say this, ethical moral responsibilities fall on the shoulder of all people, but God-ordained rights are endowed to all people. JFK said it, Jefferson said it, great thinkers, courageous leaders of all time have said it. But now, people that are less leader and more politician, less servant and more opportunist, people are saying, well, this special interest group matters, and that entitlement group matters. No, human life is sacred in all contexts. That was one of the founding principles of those who birthed our great nation that many are spitting upon right now. It is, I want to say, the way that many office holders and those running for office, the way that many leaders and wannabe leaders are treating America right now is sacrilege. Psalm 139, verses 13 and 16, the Word of God says, "For you created my inmost being, you knit me together in my mother's womb, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes, God, your eyes saw my unformed body." Now, the Humanist Manifesto 1 and 2 in the 20th century talked about that there are no moral values that derive their existence from God, but moral values come from human experience. And I think about where we are as a nation. We are witnessing the results of the abandonment of morality given by God. And so, my dear friends, things like unrestricted abortion, Kamala Harris stands for unrestricted abortion, Joe Biden stands for unrestricted abortion, and the president, during his first campaign, during his most recent State of the Union address, when he talked about the sacred life of a baby, listen, he is echoing the founding core principles of those that gave us this great nation. And so many other Pandora's box of problems have come about because of our abandonment in belief in the sacredness of human life. Dr. Dobson once said regarding the unborn, he said, "We're talking about life here, not little black dots," said Dr. Dobson. Some people in Congress are referring to the unborn or the product of conception as little black dots. And Dr. Dobson said, the bottom line, are these little human embryos, tiny as they are, people or property? Are we going to create a class of human beings just for research, experimentation, harvesting, or destruction? Or are we going to view them as human life? And human life is sacred. Now, at another time in our history when people did more readily acknowledge God and truth, a lot of elected officials that I think were a little bit more opportunistic than people of conviction, they would give lip service to being pro-life. But my dear friend, we are where we are partly because of our own mental and spiritual abandonment of truth. But we are where we are. Now listen, because of the result of our abandonment of truth. Because here's the thing, Ecclesiastes talks about a hedge that can be broken. I honestly believe that the shedding of American blood on American soil, the deaths of 9/11, well, the 1993 World Trade Center bombing, the 2001 bombing, the USS Cole, Columbine, Newtown, all the shootings in public places, in public schools, now the death toll that has accumulated itself because of the riots, the anarchy, the lawlessness, the unstable economy, the plummeting literacy rates among millennials and younger, and now the loss of our historical monuments. I mean, do you understand tearing down statues of George Washington in New York, demanding Teddy Roosevelt? We don't know a thing about him, don't know what he did, what he stood for, but he's committed the crime of being a Caucasian male from history. Tear down the statue. Folks, we are headed to very dark days unless we rediscover some convictions that are not only the founding principles of the country, but they also happen to be based in God's word and truth. And I'm not saying this because I'm afraid, but I am a realist, and I've been watching culture for a lot of years. I've studied a lot of history and taught at the undergrad and postgrad levels on not only American history, but the history of other cultures. And I'm saying, if we don't have a solution to this God-sized problem, because right now our nation is facing a God-sized problem, and we need to pray, we need to be informed, and we need to vote. And let me just say this before I give you 11 convictions that should shape our view of human life. I beg of you to vote in this upcoming election. And don't say, well, I don't like either candidate. No, look, it's not heavy lifting here to figure out which candidate stands more for the principles, lawfulness, supporting a strong national defense, responsible immigration, and not having open borders, the sacred view of life, the defense of our Constitution. Look, this is not hard, folks. And you don't just say, well, you know, I don't like either candidate. This is not about which candidate you might or might, quote, like. This is about which candidate is more likely to defend the Constitution and help restore the country, or which candidate is more likely to further the lawlessness, the revisionism, the lies, the deconstruction of the good old USA that we've been witnessing the left perpetuate. Our nation is 242 years old, if God allows, soon to embark on our 243rd year. And I'm saying this, that America is over and done and finished, and your freedoms, specifically your religious freedoms, are ink on paper and nothing more, unless we have a God-sized revival. And in that, we can all participate and pray. Now, stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to give 11 things that elevate one's view of human life on this edition of Truth for a New Generation Radio.
The Lord has a 100% track record in keeping His promises, and He lovingly offers to help everyone prepare for life and for eternity. Join Alex McFarland at The Cove as he shares from the Old Testament book of Daniel and the New Testament book of Revelation, the two most well-known books of Bible prophecy. Each reveals things about world history and the future that only God could know. Their prophecies can be a source of motivation, warning, and assurance. They can also be an apologetic persuasion for non-believers. Get clarity on which events today may relate to these two prophetic books and be equipped to answer the big questions and objections about prophecy. Daniel and Revelation, How God Wrote History in Advance with Alex McFarland, July 27th through 31st at the Billy Graham Training Center at The Cove. Find out more and register at thecove.org.
If you're a Christian parent, you of course want to instill a biblical view of life in the hearts of your children. If you're a pastor, you want to offer ministry that draws young families to your church. This is Alex McFarland encouraging you to check out my new book and video curriculum, The 21 Toughest Questions Your Kids Will Ask About Christianity.
Why do bad things happen?
I interviewed hundreds of children ages 5 to 12, and we address actual questions from actual children, the spiritual issues that are on the minds of your kids.
Did Jesus ever sin?
The book and video lessons are great for groups of any size and was produced with the goal of equipping kids to stand strong for Christ in any situation. The 21 toughest questions your kids will ask, the book, study guide, and video series, you'll find it at afastore.net. That's afastore.net.
In the midst of a culture obsessed with relativism, Alex McFarland is a voice you can trust to speak the timeless truths of Christianity in a timely way. You're listening to Truth for a New Generation Radio.
Welcome back to the program. God bless you. I thank you for listening. I do want to remind people that our fall schedule is coming back together. Just got off the phone with a pastor in West Virginia. We're going to be in West Virginia. We're going to be in Ohio. A lot of places. You can go to the calendar on alexmcfarland.com. I do have a new book coming out. This is exciting. And the book is going to be called Toxic America, 9 Things You Must Know About the Possible Civil War. It's being published by Destiny Image Publishers. It'll be out in early September. And so please pray for that book as I finish up the writing of it and we begin to make it available. I look forward to being at the Billy Graham Cove July 27 to talk about Daniel and Revelation, Bible prophecy. There is still time to register at The Cove, T-H-E-C-O-V-E, thecove.org. And so, folks, be in prayer, be involved, be informed, and be an influencer, because this is the hour. If God mercifully spares our nation and sends a revival, this is the hour where the church really has to stand up. And, you know, regarding my teaching at The Cove on eschatology, end times, people are asking me, I get at least 8 or 10 emails a day like this. They'll say, is Christ coming back? Are we nearing the end of time? Let me just encourage people. We're thinking about the end of times. I want you to think about the ends of the earth. Because the Bible tells us to take the gospel to the ends of the earth. But here in America, part of the reason that we are in a spiritual battle, and part of the reason that the devil wants America to unravel and fold up, is because for all of our failures and foibles, warts and all, America is still the nation that funds, supports, and helps underwrite the Great Commission. And so there are people, I think, that are knowingly promoting evil. There are people that are unwittingly, unknowingly caught in the crosshairs, and they're just lost, blind people that are furthering evil, and they don't know it. But we are in a spiritual battle. Now, I think that our founding principles and our fidelity to our founding principles was part of why God had mercifully put a hedge of safety around America for almost 2 centuries. And then within America, we had 350,000 churches and over 100 million adult Christians. And I don't just mean nominal Christians, I'm talking disciples. And we enjoyed a hedge of protection. But a lot of things happened. We've talked about on the that on this show. And we need to pray for God to have mercy, for God to intervene, for God to rebuild that hedge of His favor and protection. And then most of all, make our hearts right. And may we be godly. You know, we say God bless us, but may the Lord help us to at least in some degree be worthy of His blessing. I know none of us are worthy. We're all sinners. We really only deserve judgment and God's wrath. But I mean, let us live in such a way, we say, God bless us. May we live in such a way that we would be blessable. We say, God use us. May we live in such a way that we would be usable. Let me give you some thoughts here about human life being sacred in all contexts. Number one, the Bible, which is a book shown to be inspired by God by convincing lines of evidence, compelling lines of evidence. The Bible declares that God is our creator. We have been wonderfully formed by the hands of God in our mother's body. Listen, friend, none of us were conceived by chance occurrence. Psalm 139, Jeremiah 1, verse 5, says that the birth of human beings is ordained by God. Now, as creator, and sovereign Lord. God is owner of all things. The earth and all of its contents belong to God. Murder is harming somebody else's property, even self-mutilation and harming our bodies. Our bodies are not our own. People say regarding abortion, my life, my body, my choice. No, not at all. It's God who owns us, and we're not at liberty to do that which is ungodly. God is the foundation of morality, our creator, our owner, and we're not at liberty to do things that are immoral. God makes human lives for a purpose. All life is purposeful, and all human beings are persons. By the way, let me say personhood is distinct from personality. When you talk about an unborn baby or even somebody in a coma or an elderly person with dementia, there are stages in life where personality may not be fully manifest, but personhood is never gone from a human being. And be careful how many that want to justify the murder of the unborn and the euthanizing of the aged. They want to make life valuable only in view of personality. No, we need to defend personhood. Let me say, we must become champions for life. And if we do that, we'll become servants of God and truth. Because, listen, all human beings, regardless of their stage of life or state of life, all human beings find their purpose and their value, really their identity, through the Lord. And by that, I mean the Lord Jesus Christ. And so on this Independence Day weekend, look, we're not independent right now. We're enslaved. We're enslaved to some deadly isms. Relativism, the idea that we make our own truth. Humanism, the idea that humans, not God, are the measure of all things. Hedonism, the idea that pleasure is the highest good. And so many leaders and celebrities and pundits and academics, they can't say sex outside of marriage is wrong, promiscuity is wrong, homosexual activity is wrong. They're unable to say that some things are morally wrong because they are hedonists. Pleasure is their God rather than principle and truth being their moral compass. And so our culture is suffering from it. I close with this. You know, James Madison, called the father of the U.S. Constitution, he said that our government is made only for a moral and religious people. The U.S. Constitution is inadequate for the governance of any other. Friend, I love America. You know I do. But unless we repent and turn back to God, our beloved nation is not long for this world. Folks, pray. Stay informed, be an influencer, intercede, fast and pray for this nation. Make your voice heard through a vote, and may God use you to stand for truth, life, and our liberties. Thanks for listening. We'll pick it up again really soon. May God bless you.
TNG Radio is made possible by the Friends of Alex McFarland Ministries, P.O. Box 10231, Greensboro, North Carolina, 27404. That's P.O. Box 10231, Greensboro, North Carolina, 27404. Call us at 877-YES-GOD-1. That's 877-YES-GOD and the number 1. Or give online at alexmcfarland.com. While you're there, listen to program archives, read Alex's blog, invite Alex to speak at your event, or contact Alex with a question or comment. alexmcfarland.com. Thanks for listening today, and join us again next time as we bring you more truth for a new generation on TNG Radio.